It's time for our Teaching What You Know segment. Every week we learn something new with experts about a wide variety of things. Last week we learned how to roast our own coffee beans at home.
This week we have a creative entrepreneur here to teach us how to sell our handmade crafts. She's Carrie Chapin, author of The Handmade Marketplace, How to Sell Your Crafts Locally, Globally, and Online. Carrie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So a lot of people are out there making crafts, maybe as gifts, things for friends, that sort of thing. How do you know when you're ready to take that stuff to start selling stuff?
Well, there's a couple of ways. People could be asking you if they could buy what you're making. So perhaps people see you wearing or using something that you make and they inquire about purchasing it. Or you're just ready to make some extra money and you have a gut feeling that selling what you make is a great way to start.
And what do you need to ask yourself before you take the plunge?
Do I really, really, really want to do this? If you have a hobby that you genuinely love doing and it's how you decompress or de-stress at the end of a long week or day, turning that into a business can often sort of kill the love of having a hobby that you really enjoy. So what you really need to ask yourself is, do I want to turn this thing that I love into a business, which carries a whole other set of responsibilities and commitments with it?
And how about goal setting? How much you're going to try to make? How much money you're anticipating? How do you evaluate that?
Goal setting, I think, is one of the really most important things that we all do when we decide to start a business. And it plays into how successful you're going to be, how much time you need to spend, and how much money you need to make. So one of the things I like to recommend is that people sort of pick a point where they want to be in the future and then work backwards from there. So do you want to make enough money to pay for a vacation that you have coming up? That's a very different workload than the kind of money you would want to make if you wanted to replace your current income from a full-time job somewhere else. So deciding where you want to end up and then working your way backwards is a great way to get your goals on track.
So before we get to the practical points, how important is it to have, I guess, an identity as a craftsperson, a brand, as opposed to just, I made some stuff, buy it?
It's really important to have a brand. There's a lot of competition online. There's a lot of noise out there in the world. People want us to buy a lot of different things. And being able to set yourself apart with your own brand not only makes you look more professional, which builds trust, and can increase the perceived value that potential customers have in what you make, it can also help you make more money. So it is really important to decide who you're selling to. That's one of the other beginning steps that you need to decide to do if you want to go into business. Who do you want to sell to, and how are you going to reach them? And a lot of that has to do with your brand.
So let's say the way we want to reach people is online. I know there's a booming movement towards selling crafts online, or it seems that way. Suppose I'm really good at my craft, glass blowing or whatever it might be, but I'm not an internet savvy craftsperson. How would I get started selling online?
Well, first of all, take a look at some businesses that are selling items you personally like online and see what you already have in common with them, or if they're utilizing any strategies that you think might work for you and the audience that you're trying to reach. And so starting there with finding some good examples is a great place. If you're not comfortable selling online, then perhaps, you know, or being online, then maybe selling online isn't the place where you would want to start. But it is the best way to sell your items and the way to reach the largest audience. So just take some time to educate yourself and start slowly and do things you're comfortable with. And like anything else we learn to do, your skills and your confidence will build as you go on. And before you know it, you'll be an expert.
How hard, if we do take the plunge and go online, how hard is it to take one of the existing sales sites out there and set up shop?
It's not hard at all. In fact, it's really, really easy. There's even great video tutorials on websites like YouTube that can walk you through it so you can watch somebody else do it. One of the advantages of starting out on an established online marketplace is they sort of walk you through what to do because they want you to have a successful online shop. So they really hold your hand while you're building your store on their website. And also there's a lot less choices to make when you go with an established online marketplace. A lot of their branding is already in place, so you just might need to fill in your own copy or fill in your own shop banner, but a lot of the choice is actually taken away from you. So it's a good way to start if you're unsure about online business.
All right, so I've got my profile set up on one of these sites, and I've got a whole bunch of glass tumblers I want to sell. How do I present them in a way that people will want to buy them?
Well, you need to make sure that you have the best photographs possible. One of the main reasons people cite that they buy products online is because there's really, really good photographs. So a lot of people make their purchasing decisions based on what they can see when they're shopping online. So good photographs is key. The second thing you need to do is make sure that in your item descriptions, you are describing the item so well that even if there wasn't a picture there, but of course there is, somebody would understand fully what they were buying. That includes measurements, materials made, how you're going to package and ship it, how long it takes somebody to get it. So works. You need to have really great copy and really great photographs.
So I've been doing this craft for years as a labor of love. Now all of a sudden I have to put a price tag on my labor of love. Whether I'm online or at a craft sale, how do I know how much to charge?
Ouch. That is a tricky question that most people have a lot of trouble with. My best advice is to make sure you're a little uncomfortable with your price. Make it a little bit high enough to where you feel like, well, huh, and that's a great place to start. One of the most common mistakes handmakers make in the beginning of their business is undervaluing their work and therefore pricing it too low. And when you do that, you not only hurt yourself and your business, but you hurt your creative community as well. Take into consideration all of the time you spent making your product, the cost of materials that went into it, the time you're taking to list your item, the time it's going to take you to ship it, to send it, to drive it to the post office or whatever it is you're going to do to get it to my house. All of those things need to be factored into your price. And most importantly, profit. If you're not making a profit off what you make, you're not really in business. You're just giving your stuff away for cost. And that's not our goal here. We want to make money.
Well, suppose that instead of or in addition to going online, we want to hook up with old-fashioned art and craft sales. How do we get a table there, and what do we have to do to sell stuff?
What you need to do is first scout out a show. It's never a great idea to apply for a show that you have not been to as a customer or that you don't have any really good, solid information about. And that's because you want to make sure that your ideal customer is actually shopping at that show. It won't do you any good if you make crazy, funky jewelry for teenagers if the main customer who shops at that show is a different demographic. So you want to make sure that the show is a good fit for you. Then you want to find out about their application process. That can usually be found out online. And you want to make sure that you follow the directions exactly. A lot of people get very enthusiastic when they're filling out these applications and they supply additional information or they don't put in enough photographs because they think this one photograph is so great, that's all I need. And that's not what the people who are deciding who comes to the show needs. So follow those directions exactly and then cross your fingers. Doing craft shows is a great way to start out, and they're fun to go to and investigate, and it's great to get to be able to speak with your customers face-to-face. You often get on-the-spot feedback about what you're making and what you're pricing. So I really recommend craft shows, particularly in the beginning of someone's handmade business journey.
And how do we build a long-term relationship with the people we meet at a craft show, with the people who buy from us online?
Well, you can have an email list, which is what lots of people like to do, but you can't add people to that list without their consent. But if you're at a craft show, you can easily have a little piece of paper there that says, sign up for my mailing list, or have your iPad ready to go so people can enter their emails when they purchase from you. And you want to have a website and a social media platform in place so that you can communicate with people that way, and hopefully you can drive them to your store or to your newsletter so that you can stay in touch.
All right. Any last words of encouragement for someone who's maybe getting ready to take the plunge?
Yes. Just do it already. Just begin. So many of us spend so much time researching, thinking, plotting. Just get started.
And then learn from our mistakes after that first effort.
That's right. Don't give up, but just get started.
Carrie, thank you so much for joining us.
You're so welcome.
That's Carrie Chapin. She's the author of The Handmade Marketplace, How to Sell Your Crafts Locally, Globally, and Online.